How do we know what people need? Perhaps one of the most challenging aspects for philanthropists is getting accurate information that will improve their grant making. It can be hard to learn what grantees really need, and harder still to understand how a grant making strategy will make a meaningful difference in the communities where those grantees work. Foundations often form their own hypotheses, sometimes based on imperfect information, about the kind of change that's needed and the activities required to succeed. Understanding this, the JPB Foundation tried their best to find ways to truly listen to grantees and the communities they serve. Barbara acknowledged that it took time to get there. She noted, "We used to tell grantees how much money we had and what we wanted them to do. Now we ask them what they want to accomplish. We used to think we knew everything, but we don't." The evolution of this philosophy was the result of years of experience and a willingness to challenge conventional philanthropic wisdom that the funder knows best. Direct engagement with beneficiaries. The foundation's commitment to listening extended beyond merely engaging with grantee organizations. Deepak Bhargava, who would later succeed Barbara as president, observed, "Barbara has a sensibility that everyday people should be at the table, not just highly paid nonprofit professionals." Barbara would often say, "I want to meet the direct beneficiaries of this. I want to hear from the people who are actually affected." And she truly meant it. This direct engagement with those affected by the grants became a cornerstone of the foundation's approach. By hearing directly from those people, Barbara and her team gained invaluable insights that shaped their grant-making strategies and focus areas and often inspired very personal grant-making. During one board meeting, the foundation invited Lois Gibbs to speak. Gibbs was the executive director of JPB grantee Center for Health and Environmental Justice, and is best known as the activist whose protests against the Love Canal in upstate New York led to the creation of the EPA Superfund program. Gibbs brought with her colleagues receiving small re-grants from JPB's grant to the Center for Health and Environmental Justice, who were fighting for environmental justice in rural communities. One such colleague was Esther Calhoun, who ran an organization called Black Belt Citizens Fighting for Health and Justice. Calhoun, the child and grandchild of black sharecroppers in rural Alabama, was fighting to close a coal ash landfill that was poisoning her community. The board was so moved by her presentation and that of Lois's other colleagues that they significantly increased the grant award amount to Gibbs's organization. In addition, staff present at the meeting directed their staff grants, a small grant each JPB staff person can award to an organization of their choosing, to Black Belt citizens. Mechanisms for listening. The foundation implemented a variety of tools to ensure that they were effectively listening to grantees and others in the field. They made extensive use of advisory committees in each program area. Jonathan F.P. Rose, a member of the Environmental Advisory Board, recalls, "We met quarterly and we knew each other from the environmental world. We helped identify Dana Borland to run the environment program, then helped define the program and recommend potential grantees." Advisory committees and board of directors. Barbara surrounded herself with a combination of close, trusted advisors and people with significant field expertise. She created advisory committees for the three programs and eventually combined the individual committees for the environment and poverty program into one, given the community's overlapping strategies. The advisors brought expert knowledge to the foundation's decision-making process, helping identify emerging trends and needs in the field, and provided crucial outside perspectives that prevented the foundation from becoming too insular in its thinking. The foundation also took the unusual step of inviting field leaders and grantees to serve on JPB's board of directors when they were no longer grantees of the foundation. These included Cecile Richards of Planned Parenthood, Deepak Bhargava of Community Change, and Jeffrey Canada of Harlem Children's Zone. The advisory committees contained many more field practitioners, including existing grantees. This practice, while not unheard of in philanthropy, was far from common. By bringing grantee voices directly into the highest levels of decision-making, JPB ensured that the perspectives of those doing the work were part of strategic discussions. As Dr. David Holtzman, leader of the Alzheimer's Disease Consortium, who joined the advisory committee in 2016, observed, "Barbara invariably listened carefully to the advisor's suggestions and guidance and made decisions that quite deftly balanced expert advice with her own judgment and instincts. End-of-year surveys. End-of-year surveys provided a structured way for grantees to offer feedback. These surveys went beyond typical grant reporting, asking grantees to share their honest assessments of their own accomplishments, challenges, and visions for the future. The foundation used this feedback not to evaluate past grants, but to shape future strategies and encourage other funders to support grantees. They also asked grantees in their grant reports how they listened to beneficiaries of their work. JPB then commissioned an analysis of the nearly 1,000 responses they received as another way of learning about the benefits of the foundation's work and how to do it better. Finally, JPB started and continually supported the Fund for Shared Insight, a collaborative effort among funders aimed at improving philanthropy by enhancing the ways foundations gather, interpret, and act upon feedback from nonprofits and the communities they serve. This support demonstrated JPB's commitment not just to improve its own practices, but to advance the field of philanthropy as a whole. From that project, the organization Listen for Good was created, with the goal of amplifying community voices through programs that help organizations listen to their clients and advance equity. In 2022, JPB commissioned two reports from a consultant, Lindsay Louie, now the CEO of the Enlight Foundation, to better understand the information that they were collecting. Louie reviewed the answer to a question JPB asked on its proposals, "How do you listen to the people you impact or serve?" to analyze how grantees received feedback and acted on it. Amy Minter, senior program officer in the poverty program, remarks that Lindsay was impressed with JPB's serious commitment of the concept of listening to those directly affected by the grants and to its grantees. Louie also reviewed nearly 1,000 grantee stories that had been submitted to JPB as part of the reporting process, which program staff had diligently read, but which had not been synthesized. Responsive grantmaking in times of crisis. We have examined the foundation's response to periods of crisis in an earlier section, but central to those efforts was the ability to listen carefully to grantees' needs in order to make sure that grantmaking was effective. For example, Serena Iacovello, senior program officer in the environment program, joined the foundation the week that the country began to shelter in place. Part of her portfolio involved a small cohort of youth climate justice grants to organizations mostly led by youth who had little to no experience managing organizations or partnering with philanthropy. She soon began hosting unprogrammed informal calls to give grantees the chance to connect with each other and to get information that went beyond what she could learn from grant reports. Iacovello would follow up by checking in personally. She recalls, "Then we could say, what do you need at this moment? What is it that you're missing?"